Hi, this is Jen Pham and Sora Yi, and welcome to Pham Yi,
a space where we support each other and invite you along the journey.
Okay, and we are back.
Hey.
Hey. My voice is extra deep because I have a cold. I'm trying to get over.
We're going into first dates today.
Wait, are we going to do our roast?
Oh, or yeah. Mud?
Okay, let's start.
Shoot, sorry.
So, let's do the roast. Oh, you want to go first? What your week has been like? Yeah.
Okay, so my week, I feel like for the next couple of weeks, everything's going to be baby related. So I tried to avoid it, but it's just the way my life is right now. So Rose, my baby room got finished.
Nice.
We painted the walls and organized everything.
What now, color?
It's pink. Oh. Yeah, we went the cheesy, traditional girl room kind of way.
Oh, I love that, though.
So, all the walls are pink. All the furniture is white. Mm-hmm. It's cute. Like, I really like it. It's very warm in there.
Oh.
My thorn is, your girl is tired. And there's still a lot more to prepare.
What do you have to do?
Like, things like the caddy, the baby caddy. You know, just setting up, like, all we did was set up the furniture. So no. The rest is setting up all the stuff we gotta use. I still don't know how to use the baby Brezza, the bottle sanitizer, mm-hmm. whatever, and figuring all that out. And then my bud is, I'm so happy we have a long weekend.
Oh.
And I'm really looking forward to Sunday because we're doing a little barbecue day. And I love moments to just go out, and I love barbecue.
Yeah, me too. I think it's a Southern girl thing.
I think so. It just hits.
That's so, like, amazing, but also terrible. The last month, it's hard. Okay, so my rose is baby Kai Kai's first tooth is showing. And it is so cute. I feel like everyone thought I was insane when I said he's teething at 3 months. And I just didn't get any validation of like, oh, no, he's not teething. He's just hungry. Babies teeth around 4 to 6 months. And I'm like, no, he's like gnawing on his hand and drooling a lot. And I've never been a mom before, but it looks like he's teething.
That's
so,
the definition of, you know, your baby more than anyone else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't get validation from anyone from like, you know, the grandparents to my coworker. No one was like, oh, it was just hard because, you know, the last month we were still going through sleepless nights, but it's so worth it now. So worth it.
Wait, so after the tooth came out, he stopped crying?
No, he's still crying because more teeth are coming.
Okay.
they're on the way. Okay. The drooling is only going to get worse. But so with the thorn, I caught a cold this week, so I'm not feeling my best. And I'm just sad I can't cuddle with my baby as much as I want to. I try to keep my distance. And it's hard because, you know, he's still waking up every 2 hours. And I am no help. I'm just dying, sick, coughing, you know, all the nasty stuff. And then for my bud, I am really looking forward to good company this weekend. Yeah, I think it'll be nice. Yeah, we have like a Zoom Teams call with a friend from Charlotte, and we get to catch up with them. And then, you know, our barbecue on Sunday. So it'll just be nice.
That's so nice. What a nice weekend we have coming up.
I know. I love hanging out and doing nothing, just eat.
Same.
Are we cooking? No. So today's conversation, I thought it would be super fun to talk about first dates. Just a little bit about our experience, but it's mostly about what we prefer.
Mm-hmm. Would you rather and oops, never again.
Yeah, that's definitely the vibes today. So this episode is about really what to do and what not to do. And from a girl in our 20s, late 20s, mm-hmm. Early 30s. Okay, wait, let's backtrack.
Okay.
Sora has never done online dating.
Oh, yeah. I've never done online dating, never did dating apps.
And
that's not my forte. You have.
I have done a lot of online dating. Yep. I've been on the platforms. So I think our dating experiences are very different, which is fun because, you know, we learned in different ways of what we like and what we don't like. And I just want to give you guys some stats that there is a Forbes article that came out in February this year. And every 3 out of 10 adults in the United States are on or have been on a dating app.
Every 3 out of 10.
Yes. So there's a lot of people that are online dating.
You know, I thought it would be more.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is just the United States, so.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
You never know. But then, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, about 47% of the U.S. population are single. So, imagine in the U.S., over 117 million people are single right now. And most of them are on a dating app or have to go through a first date. Let's definitely talk about, like, what to do and what not to do on our first date.
I feel like just in general, the single rate is going up.
Why?
I don't know. No one wants a relationship. No one wants to keep a relationship.
It's such hard work.
It's hard to find the right people nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so with that being said, places where I am absolutely not for a first date. Oh, wait. Is... Okay. Before that.
Okay.
I keep on going backwards. It's okay. It's okay. When I'm on a dating app, I talk to them enough on the dating app to get them onto my cell. So I'm not really on the app, if that makes sense.
Girl, you met them on the app.
Yeah, but I move them over to, like, am I interested enough to text you? Because I'm already a terrible texter. So, am I interested enough, then I'll just give you my phone number and we'll text from there. I was on the app so much that I would not share a lot of basic information. Because then I'm like, wait, did I already tell this person or did I not tell this person? And that was a lot of, like, what online dating was for me. It was like, let me just keep it so basic that, like, we talk in real life. Because I'll remember you in real life. And then I went through, like, a catfish situation. So I was like, oh, now I gotta FaceTime you before we get to the first date. And if I don't like that FaceTime call, then that's it. I'm not even gonna go on a date with you.
How bad was the catfish? Is it, like, insanely different?
It was the same person. Uh-huh. He was just a lot heavier in person.
Okay.
The representation of him being fit was not fit because I work out a lot and I look for someone who, you know, you don't have to be like super muscular or anything, but you're still maintaining your exercise.
And your hobbies probably.
Yeah. It's important
to drive them to where you want to go.
Yeah. If you're suggesting this, absolutely not. Is do not at all ask me to go to the movies on a first date.
Okay, so that's where not to go on a first date.
Yeah, don't go to the movies on a first date. I don't care how much you're a fan. No. I don't care who is the actor, actress, no. The director, I still don't care. No.
I kind of agree because you can't get to know anyone. And it's awkward. If you don't know them already and you're just sitting in a theater staring at a big screen. Like...
Don't touch me. Do not touch me.
That's true, too. Yeah, it's like, it's just awkward.
Yeah, not for a first date.
Not for a first date, yeah.
And then the other thing is, I did this one time, I'll never do it again, is... Someone suggested to go eat at his house, like he'll make me a meal. And I thought that was really sweet, honestly. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm open to it. But, you know, also on the other side, stranger danger. Yeah. So I brought a friend and we made it kind of like a double date. Gosh, worst date of my life. I will never do that again because he was still going through construction in his home. So proud of his home, and you know, as any homeowner should be so proud of their home. But then it was like, where is the soap. You're showing me the tour of your home, and there is no bathroom or no kitchen sink without hand soap. Oh my gosh, I was so disgusted. And I couldn't, man, don't do that. If you're a dude and you're going to invite a girl over, at least have some hand soap. Okay, even if looks are deceiving, like, and you don't use it, like, please.
Oh, you did himself dirty.
Oh, no, I did not enjoy my meal. Like, I did everything I could to get out of that. And I ended up being my friend's wing woman because she wanted to stay. And I was like, what have I done to myself? I don't want to eat. I feel really grossed out. Why am I here? Okay, this is another thing. If someone comes in for a kiss and the girl is mad dodging you, I felt like... The amount of times I leaned back, you would have figured out, like, hey, she doesn't want cheek kiss or anything. It's like, ew, keep that nasty mouth away from me.
Take the
hit. Yeah, no, that happened like 4 times that night. I was like, what is going on?
No.
This is such a side tangent, but no.
This is why I also agree with you about the house. Mm-hmm. First date and a house rule. And actually a hotel. Ooh. Added into that. Anywhere where I feel like you can first lead into, like, sexual interaction. Mm-hmm. I just don't trust it. Because all it tells me is you want to Netflix and chill.
Like, your intentions.
Yeah, your intentions. Like, you just want to get some booty and get some action and call it a day. Like, yeah. No. There has to be more substance.
Yeah. So, that leads me to, would you rather have drinks on the first day? Happy hour type of vibe, or would you rather have dinner?
I like both.
So it doesn't matter.
it doesn't matter for me.
Just depends.
Yeah, I actually prefer there being drinks.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Because I like drinking. And it just, like, soothes the nerves. I don't think I am... It just depends on the person. Like, if you're super random, I can be served, and so it just helps me kind of, like, get out of my shell a bit more. But I would rather have there be drinks. But that could also lead to, if you're feeling horny, and it could lead to something else. So, you know what? I don't know.
With me, I feel like I had drinks because I enjoyed drinking for fun, but also I had drinks if the date was terrible. It's like, geez, I need to get through this. We're already too deep, dude. I can't leave 10 minutes in realizing this is not for me. So I'm going to just drink my way out of it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no. I definitely drank. It was a terrible date.
See, I tried that, and the date got worse. And
oh,
so
gosh.
I left.
Oh, no.
I was like, I'm going home.
Mm-hmm. For a first date, do you think the guy should pick you up, or are you driving there?
Oh, absolutely not. I'm driving there.
Me too.
I need an escape route.
That's how I need to abort if
yeah.
I need to abort.
I'm not waiting for you to drop me off. One, I don't want you to know where I live yet.
Yeah.
And two, if something goes south, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm not waiting for you. I also don't want to call an Uber. It's also, I do that for parties too. Like, whenever I went to parties, I drove myself there. Because I'm like, no, if I want to head home early, I'm out of there.
Oh, yeah. No, that's me, too. It doesn't matter where we're going, I'm not carpooling.
Yeah, I mean, it's so much easier, but no. I just like having an escape route.
Yeah. No, I definitely agree. And because online dating can be kind of crazy. And so, just for my own sanity, I don't want anyone to know where I live.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, so with the first date, what do you think? Are you paying the bill? Is the guy paying the bill? Or are you guys splitting it? What is your preference for a first date?
See, like, that stuff I never really cared for, mm-hmm. kind of thing. So if he wanted to split half, I'd be like, okay, we can split half. I would always offer. It's always nice when the guy offers to just pay for the entire thing. Then I'm mm-hmm. like, oh, okay, you know, thank you. I'm not going to mm-hmm. argue with you. But I think initially I always say, oh, do you want to pay half or mm-hmm. go halfsies on it?
Oh, that's so nice of
you. It's not nice. It's this weird thing of me feeling I don't want to owe you anything. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just like, dude, let me just pay for my part. If you hated this, then you don't have to, like, come at me and say, like, oh, I bought your food, whatever. No. Like, I can take care of my own. If you're going to be a gentleman, be a gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want ties, like, someone holding something, like, over my head.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
Yeah.
And especially if I know this isn't going to go anywhere. Yeah. Oh, I'm definitely paying.
Yeah, I'm just like, good, screw it. It's fine.
No, I agree. No.
It's not me trying to be nice. I'm saving my own ass.
I don't want to deal with you ever again. I paid for my meal, okay? I paid for those million of drinks I had, okay?
That's really what it is. So, how would you prefer being asked out then?
Well, because I did a lot of online dating, my thing was that it was super chill, you know? Like, hey, let's go, whatever. I did do this thing. Which I didn't realize it was a thing until the way guys kind of all respond the same on dating apps. So I had this one thing where it's like, we'll get along if, and then my answer was, that was the prompt. And my answer was, if you like rare to medium rare steak, because that's my favorite food. And that's how I like my steak cooked. I got some nasty responses, and then I got some, oh, let's go have some steak.
What are nasty responses to that question?
It was like, oh, so, like, you just like to eat rare meat and all this stuff. And I'm just like, if you don't like what I like to eat.
Yeah, so what?
I love it, actually. I love it bleeding, okay? I'm still going to run with it. But it was like, you just like your cow still mooing and all this stuff, where maybe they're joking, but it didn't come off in a nice way. Because you're online dating,
yeah.
You need emojis. And it just, I don't know, the way that they were responding, like, I'm not responding, I'm just gonna.
Is that supposed to be flirty?
Ew.
That doesn't come.
But a lot of the responses were like, oh, that's my girl. That's what I like to eat too. And then, you know, we got along initially just from that prompt. Okay, we both enjoy how our meat is cooked.
Uh-huh.
So that was nice. So I did eat a lot of steak.
Girl, I know you fine wine and dined every night at your single face. It was where you went out just to get a good meal.
I feel like it wasn't like that, but it ended up being like that because that's where the conversations led to. And I don't think it was intentional because I'm just a foodie and was like, oh, what's my favorite food? What we'll get along if you like what I like, one of my favorite food. So it kind of became whining and dining.
Hey, at least you got good food and drinks out of it.
Yeah. Okay, Sora, what would you like to be preferred, like, asking out on the first date?
I just want it to be very straight up. Don't play around with these games, like...
Flirting games?
Flirting game. I hate that. This is why I never did online dating. I'm not in the business for just, like, messing around. I think I'm very intentional whenever I date because I always end up going into long relationships.
Yeah, you're a relationship girl.
Yeah, so I don't like the games. I don't like them, like, messing around.
To me, I low-key love the games. I love the whole chase. That is the best part, you know? Because once you're balls deep in a relationship, dude, it's just arguing. The nitpicking, the, oh, I see how your habits are. Oh, I don't like the way you say these things.
Okay.
Like, all those things are having a relationship. I love the chase. I'm like, wait, does he like me or not? You know? Not, like, in a toxic way of, like, oh, why is he not texting me back? I don't care. But it was more like, oh, wow, that was really kind of him. Like, I wasn't even expecting that, you know? And I love the chase. Ka did not give me a chase. He was so straightforward. I think I wish that phase was longer.
See, to me, that is a chase. Like, okay, first of all, I don't mean getting into these relationships where we're at the point of fighting, okay? I mean, I like the 3-month sweet spot.
Okay.
Where it's the honeymoon phase.
The puppy love.
Yeah, the puppy love. And then once I get tired of you and I don't see it continuing and I don't like your flaws, then that's when I move on in terms of relationships.
I think I'm the complete opposite. I'm like, oh, I don't like this the first date. So I didn't, it was very rare for me to get to the second date. It was a one and done for me. Like, noticed, oh, you don't like vegetables? Oh no, this is not gonna work.
Actually, I remember you saying that about someone.
Yeah, and he was like, yeah, I just don't eat sushi. And I was like, oh no.
That is actually a turn off.
Yeah, at least for me, because I enjoy food. Mm-hmm. So yeah, not gonna work. You can't join this Vietnamese community and you don't eat certain foods, because we eat everything.
Yeah, you need some diversity in your palate.
So funny. Okay, so when the first date happens, we live in Atlanta, so obviously traffic is insane, but how late can a guy be on a first date?
To me, it doesn't matter. We can go all night.
Like, late?
If I'm having a good time.
Oh, no, I meant, like, late to the first date. Like, you guys scheduled at 7 p.m. And
oh, how late? Hell no. Oh, no. Okay, we're talking about how late they can show up, like, their punctuality.
Exactly.
I'm giving you 10 minutes max. 15 if it's, like, an emergency, maybe. But you know what? I expect you to have planned this shit out. Mm-hmm. I expect that you had, you know, you were aware we were meeting at this time. You scheduled your day around it. I like punctuality.
My thing is I am super big on being on time for myself. So I expect him to be early or on time, because no offense, but to me it's like, do you know how lucky you are to go on a date with me? And you want me to wait? Excuse me? There's the grace period. I'm not graceful. I just like, oh, red flag. Because at least not on the first date.
Yeah, no.
My thing is like, okay, if it happens the second, third, whatever, we've already, I gotten to know you. But this is your first impression. And you're not here. You should be sitting at the table or getting us drinks. Like, what is going on?
So, you know, if they were on time the first date and late on every other day after that, that would piss me off more.
I feel like not every other date, but I would give more grace, because I understand. I know a little bit more of your situation, but not on the first day, dude. That's pink flags for me.
Okay, so that being said, what was your worst date ever?
I told you my worst date.
Oh, that was
okay, so date. Wait, what was your worst date?
So, ironically, it was the only time I ever gave a DM a shot. It was the only time.
Wait, didn't Alex slid in your DMs?
Okay, yeah. But it's like, what I mean, it was like a stranger. Like, okay. A complete stranger. I had no idea who you were. Like, he just popped up in my DMs, said you're cute, whatever.
Yeah.
It was the first time I gave this guy a shot. And I had drove all the way to Kennesaw.
That's a far drive.
It's a far drive. But I was also in Atlanta at the time, so it wasn't, like, too terrible.
Yeah.
But I had driven all the way over there. And basically, it was one of those, and I had said, like, I'm very upfront beforehand. Which, honestly, like, now that I'm looking back at it, it's like, you're stupid. What else did you expect? You're going over to his place, an apartment, and you said you're going to spend the night. You literally packed an overnight bag. Like, bitch. Like, come on. I don't mind staying over, but I don't want to, like, get into any of that.
Yeah.
Don't try to make a move unless I'm comfortable to, whatever. We, you know, drank, hung out with some friends. That stuff was all very chill. But then by the time we got to his place, he just tried making so many moves.
Ew.
And I was just super turned off by that. But I had drank a little, you know.
Was it safe to drive home?
No, so I actually, coincidentally, I had a friend who lived in Kennesaw. So I called her up at like 2 o'clock in the morning, bless her. And I was like, I need to come over. Can I please sleep over your place? And she was like 5 minutes away. So I had driven to her house. I left and I drove over.
Yeah.
And yeah, she saved me. Because I was like, dude, if I don't feel comfortable, I can't sleep next to you.
That was basically the same thing that happened to me. I slept with the guy and I was like, oh, I cannot stay. That was awful.
Yeah, like, you just can't. I don't mind a cuddle. But it's like, if you're trying to do more than that when I've already said no, dude, you're pissing me off at this point. I'm leaving.
Yeah, because it's disrespectful.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay, with that being said, are you comfortable sleeping with a guy on the first date or kissing a guy on the first date? What are the vibes?
The vibes have to be really good.
For you to kiss.
Yeah, for me to kiss. But I'm also like a touchy person. My love language is physical touch. Mm-hmm. So I love just touch, you know, in general. I love hugs, cuddles, and things like that. My thing is also, if we do kiss, it has to be a good kiss for me to give you another kiss.
That's so true, because if it's a bad kiss.
If it's a bad kiss, I'm like,
I'm not even going on a second date.
No.
This is not going to ever
this
happen.
This is ending right here.
I'm not training you on how to kiss. I don't even want to get to, like, the next stage of whatever if you can't even kiss.
No, I feel like everything about me is so controversial. It just depends on the situation, depends on the person, depends on my mood.
Yeah.
Depends how long I've been single and haven't had anything. Like, it just all depends. So
I think for me, I'm okay with a first kiss. I don't prefer it. I mean, obviously don't plan for it. But if, like, I do kiss someone, cool. But I will not sleep with someone on the first date. Because that's just, I don't want them to think that's the type of girl I am. Because, like I said before, I barely even get to the second date. So, you think we're going to sleep on the first date? It's not happening.
Okay, for me, I can't say I'm the same. However, my way about it is I have a lot of respect for the guys who actually say, no, I would not like to. Mm-hmm. And those are the guys I usually end up giving another chance. Mm-hmm. But for me, like, in that aspect, if I'm not looking for a relationship, I'm just trying to have a good time, and you give it up, I get bored.
I'm like, the chase is over.
The chase is over. You gave it up already. On to the next.
Yeah, like, I've already seen the goods.
Yeah, I've already seen the goods. If it wasn't good enough, we're not going there again.
No thanks.
No thanks. And at that time, sex was very important.
Yeah.
The chemistry.
I think it's still important.
It's still important. But, like, those are one of the things where, like, if our chemistry isn't good physically, mm-hmm. I don't even want to pursue it.
I will agree. When I was younger, around, you know, mid-20s, I was like, oh, if I'm not physically attracted to you, it's not happening. It's a dry spell downstairs anyway.
Yeah.
Because you're like a friend to me. Just not attracted to you, man.
Yeah. Also, I want to note, it sounds like I've like gone around. My count is very, very low, actually.
Dude, that's the opposite of me. I was like, oh, whoever's my 10th person, that's going to be my husband. Got to number 10. He is not my husband. I was like, yeah, false alarm. I don't know what I was thinking.
Okay, so that follows into our next question perfectly, actually. If you're checking out a guy, what are you looking at? Or what are you looking for?
For a first date, this is just so weird, but, you know, I'm Vietnamese, so I do look if they have clean hands, because that's what's going to be sticking up in me. So,
how do you tell?
If they're... There's, like, gunk underneath their nails. Oh. I'm grossed out. I'm like, ew. But also, I look at their arms. I think guys with nice arms are really attractive. Obviously, a smile. Uh-huh. Because, you know, that's what I'm looking at on your face. Uh-huh. But those are, like, the first three things that I look at. Oh, I mean, I guess I look at their style. But I feel like that's a fixable thing.
Yeah, you know the girlfriend effect.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely a real thing.
To me, I don't really care what you're wearing, honestly. Dress presentable, be clean, don't... Mm-hmm. Ooh, if a guy smells good, cherry on top. That's nice.
That is a big cherry on top.
Yeah, that's nice.
Same thing, physicality. For me, I mean, I love muscles. But at the same time, I've gone after just anyone who's, like, naturally bigger than me. Because mm-hmm. I'm, like, feeling tiny in their arms.
Yeah.
When they hug me. I love a good ass. Like, that is, like, if you have a good toned ass, that is Oh my God.
Okay, so if you're checking out a guy, like, if he is that what you're looking at before mm-hmm. you go and sit at the table?
I mean, it's or like whatever. Something that if you don't have a good ass, I'm not going to give you a chance. But it's one of those things that I do notice. Like, that's yeah. the one thing I check out. And I'm like, I think it starts with their top figure,
mm-hmm.
Like shoulders, arms, back.
Oh, nice back.
Back is a big one. And then it goes down to their ass. And then their hands.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just to make sure you have bigger hands than me.
I do think height is somewhat important to me because I was traumatized with my ex. Mm-hmm. I couldn't wear certain heels. So then that became a priority that wasn't a priority for me before. And am I physically attracted to you? Can I wear whatever heels?
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't important before, but it became something that was important to me. I didn't buy all these heels for me not to wear them. What? It's so funny. Okay, so during a date, a first date, what makes you feel like, okay, these are green flags?
Someone who's just considerate.
Mm-hmm.
A guy who's very considerate. A green flag is you make me laugh a lot.
Ooh, yes.
Like, oh, if you make me laugh, like they say, like, what is it, humor, laugh? If a guy can make a girl laugh, like, they've already, like, done a lot or something. I don't know. I don't know the actual phrase. But if you can make me laugh a lot, that is a huge green flag.
I mean, my green flag, definitely laughing, mm-hmm. but also another green flag is if the guy leads.
Oh, yeah.
So, man, can you just pick where we're gonna go? I do not want to think about it. Don't ask me what I want. Just tell me where I'm going to go and what time. And then I don't want the back and forth.
It's and then, also just so attractive.
When it is.
Like, meet me here at this time. This is where I'm going to treat you. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yes. It's like, okay, whatever you yeah. say. And then another thing is, it's like with a guy leading. I mean, my husband did this, so I didn't really get this treatment a lot besides him. Definitely opening doors
yeah.
for the girl. I think that's so sweet. Or like opening doors for other people.
Mm-hmm.
Not just me, but someone is walking by and it's just like the gentleman thing to do. Mm-hmm. But also we did this thing on our first date where we were walking in a park and we jumped a fence and I was wearing a dress. And what he did was like he, even though I was going over the fence, he made sure the dress wasn't showing anything.
Aww.
And super gentlemanlike. And when we were walking on the sidewalk, he stood on the outside. I've never had someone do that for me. I was like, wait, why are you doing that? Like, it doesn't matter which.
It isn't dead.
It felt like it was dead for so long.
I know, I feel you. It's just like little considerations. And now that you talk about call, like one of the first green flags I had with Alex is the first time he stayed the night, the day after he had to work, things like that to leave. And he was like, hey, in like 10 minutes, there's going to be breakfast at your door.
Aww.
And I was just like, oh, that's really sweet of you. Little things like thinking about you when
yeah.
they're out shopping or getting something.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, I think she would really like this too. Let me just pick it up for her. And it's consideration.
Yeah. I mean, I know we're tangenting off the first date.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was the first date.
Oh, really?
That's the first one.
Well, I feel like, I think that's super important because it shows character of, like, who they are.
Yeah.
I think everyone's like, oh, you have to treat the server or whatever in an amazing way or whatever and, like, not be rude. But I think everyone knows that. So for them to do the little details
uh-huh.
on a first date, it's really important for me because I'm seeing, like, who you really are.
Yeah, I agree. Actually, you saying that, so moving on to red flags.
Okay.
That is my red flag.
Like, being rude to
service industry.
Yeah, for sure.
Like people who work in the service industry, if you are rude and mean to them, that is an instant no-no for me. I do not see myself being partnered with you.
Agreed, because we both worked in the service industry.
Yeah, we both worked in the service industry. They're literally there to
make a living.
Make a living. do their best to accommodate to you and literally serve you. It's not, I mean, it is fun sometimes.
Yeah.
It is but, like, fun. It's sometimes. Just like you don't have to be so rude.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not your, like, they're not your maid.
Or you butler. Know,
or butler. They're not there to, like, be at your beck and call, your hands and knees. Like, just have some respect.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, no, if I see that in someone, that's just instantly, I know. It's not going to work.
Another red flag. I mean, I know I mentioned this before, but not being open to trying new food.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because
we're Asian, too. Like, we got a lot of different foods.
Not going to work for me. I think another red flag is if someone talks about their ex too much.
Oh, that's a huge red flag.
I mean, I think it's okay to, you know, share why you have been single for however long and briefly touch on the subject of what happened. That's fine. But for you to go longer than 5 minutes, or even 5 minutes, that's too long for me. I'm ordering another drink now. This is too long. Ew, why are we talking about this? Are you not thinking about me right now? I think, like, that's a red flag for me.
That is a red flag. I would say something, a red flag is a characteristic that I feel like can fall under narcissism.
Do you think that you can, you
pick
know,
it up
yeah,
better-ly?
On the first date?
I feel like most of the time you can't, because they're very smooth with it. And it naturally comes out, and it usually comes out when you're deep in and they have the ability to twist things on you without you realizing. I just don't like rude people.
Mm-hmm.
Or like someone who may not be open to other people's opinions.
Ooh, that's a good one, because I went on a date with this guy one time and didn't go on a second date because he just got back from an international backpacking trip.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, obviously we're talking about all these countries he's been to, what have you. But then he was, the United States is just shit. And just talking so negatively on the States, and it's fine. That's how you feel. Mm-hmm. But we should not be talking about this for 10 minutes straight. Ew, you're giving me negative energy right now.
Oh, negative energy.
I don't like it. I don't. It's like, okay, so why are you back? Like, why are you back again? Because you don't even like it here. You know, just go live where you want to live, man. Like,
I love these constructive talks, but if you're just negative, mm-hmm. and you're giving that vibe, I'm like, dude, we're trying to have a good time. Like, can you tuck it away for another day?
Yeah.
Or, like, when we actually were sitting down to talk about this.
Yeah, like, this is the whole point of this sit-down.
Yeah.
But this is the first date, so no thanks, okay? I don't want to hear how much you hate where I live.
I think in that aspect, that's, like, that, I guess nowadays it's also, like, asking what your political views are when you first sit down, mm-hmm. and things like that, because they want to decipher if you're there's someone, you have the same beliefs as them,
mm-hmm.
things like that, but I don't know. Those things are very, it's not bad for people to want to go ahead and ask that in the first date, but I don't think that's something I would.
I wouldn't ask those things on a first date.
Yeah, because, I don't know, I don't feel like you necessarily have to be on the same exact page about everything.
I agree.
I'm
going to switch. Okay. A green flag for me is after first date, and the guy's like, oh, did you get home safely? Because I drove myself home. And it's like, oh, I like that. A red flag is when they're like, not really red. It's more like, oh, I don't like it when people do this. But after a first date and I don't want to go on a second date, they're like, oh, well, what happened? Or why didn't you, like, why don't you want to go to a second date? It's like, why do you have to ask me? I just don't want to go with you. I don't want to hang out anymore. Dude, that happened to me. Like, ugh. I was like, don't. Fine, I'll tell you. I don't think this is going to work out. And that's what I say. But when they start asking questions, I'm like, dude, it was just a first date. But okay, I guess I'll tell you. Like, I don't want to, because you should be who you are. I just don't like who you are.
I mean, that's valid. You know? You're like, not telling them to change.
I don't want to. I don't even want to give you the criticism, because it's like, dang, I already wasted my time. Gonna waste some more time. Like, Just because a random first date girl is gonna tell you how she feels, you think like I don't believe that the guy is gonna be like, oh,
that would actually
like I'm gonna change
more too. Just take the L, dude, and go.
Yeah, like, it's just such. I don't want to say it's a red flag. It's just like, okay, my reasoning of not going on a second date just became more validated.
Yeah.
Ugh, don't like that.
Yeah,
but other green flags are when they, if you're home, like, safe, and then they're like, it's the next time you're available. Oh. Like, okay, we're planning the second date. Also, you like
very
me.
Very intentional.
Okay, because if I didn't like you, I wouldn't even tell you I came home.
I feel like, for me, God, I'm so complicated.
Okay, tell me.
How did I date? I don't know. But first time, I like it when you're like that. But the second time, I'm like, let me decide first, and let me come to you.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're like, okay, when's the next time I can see you? I don't know. I guess it just depends if I liked you. Most of my first dates don't go well.
Dude, I don't think you like them.
I honestly don't think I like dating.
Okay, so on a first date, how do you flirt?
This is a controversial part. Because I like physicality and physical intimacy. I don't know, like, in this aspect, I think my emotions come in way later. But mm-hmm. once my emotions are in, I am, like, in 100%. Mm-hmm. Like, a girl is deep.
Yeah.
But prior to that, in the beginning, I'm more about, like, physicality. Mm-hmm. So I just want someone to, like, hold their arm, walk around, you know? I just
want
that.
Do you want them to hold your hand on a first date?
Oh, no. I don't like holding hands, actually. I don't.
Period.
No, unless you're the one I'm dating. Even then, I didn't like holding hands.
I think my thing is I don't like PDA.
I don't like PDA.
Okay, I'm cool with, like, kiss here and there, yeah. But... ew, we're not making out in public like this.
I don't like PDA if it's around people I know.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah. Okay, I think that's
I don't mind it as much if we're just, like, at a park and there's strangers.
Yeah, know? Me too.
I don't like just, like, full-on making out, like, out in public with people around. But I am more cautious when it's around people I know.
Yeah, I don't want anyone that I care about to feel uncomfortable.
That's my exact thought.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to do a sneaky, intimate thing, and no one's going to know. We're going to do a little ew, and then, okay, whatever, I'm down. But if we're going to do that, and it's definitely not with the people, because I respect my loved ones so much, I wouldn't want them to be in any uncomfortable situation.
Yeah, I agree.
But... if it was, like, a random person, whatever. Like, stick it in.
Oh, my God. This isn't a first date question, so I'll ask him another day.
Okay, wait, tell me.
I was going to say, like, what do you think about having sex in public?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm a fan.
Are you? No, I'm not. I'm getting too much anxiety, dude.
I'm like, let's do a quickie. And when I say quickie, it better be fucking 10 minutes because I'm going to be like, no, stop. Because I don't want someone to come
10
in.
10 minutes? That's
like 10 minutes max. Girl, better be a quickie.
My version is like, it better be a minute. I'm like, my anxiety is through the roof. I can't.
Oh my God. That's so funny. Okay, yeah, no. Definitely not a first date question because I'm not doing that on a first date.
Yeah, that's not a first date question. Just curious to know. I know you have had.
I definitely think we touched...
we touched everything, yeah.
Yeah, everything on a first date I could think of.
Yeah, I agree. This is a really fun conversation.
I know. I think that was a good chat.
I'm also glad that we're over first dates, so this is a good way to reminisce and go back and see what we would have done in the past.
Yeah, or what we like now.
Yeah.
Because I don't think I was thinking this deep when I was mid-20s.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you heard
how... even early 20s. Like,
we were just having fun.
It was just fun.
Yeah. Which, there was so much beauty in that. Like, it was so fun. I'm so glad we lived it up in our 20s.
Yeah.
Like, there's not much I regret. There's some things, but not much.
Yeah, anything I regret, I probably erased that from my memory permanently. So I'm like,
it just all made me who I am today.
Yeah. No. I agree. Okay, well, tell us about your first dates, and I definitely want to hear the tea on all the worst dates you've ever been on, because please don't tell me you're the only, like, I'm the only one, or Sora's the only one, where I'm like, this is a bore. Let me leave. Oh, I can't wait to hear from you guys, but
we loved having this conversation. We'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.